news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to this edition of Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got my co-host on the line, Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray, how you doing, man?
It's all good, baby.
All right, all right. Let me go and throw out the number, which all of you know by now, but I will give it to any new people that we have in the chat room with us tonight. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Also, follow the show along on Facebook under Wrestling Call-In Show. Follow us on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. Finally, email the show, twcis999@gmail.com. With that being said, let me get with my co-host. Stevie, man, how was your week in wrestling?
This week in wrestling?
Yes.
I can honestly say I am completely in the dark.
Well, for the most part, it was another lackluster episode. I wasn't that really impressed of Monday Night Raw. Let me get in the chat room real quick and say hello to everybody. Chat room, we got Matt Legend here with us. Matt, we got Big Tone with us. Big Tone. So, definitely got the chat room started off right tonight with Big Tone and Matt Legend. But I wasn't really impressed with Raw. One thing that still continues to piss me off with Monday Night Raw, WWE in general, and there's news out this week that Vince finally caught it, but the Ascension are just getting on my last nerves.
Okay. I've heard some very disturbing things about them.
Yes. They cut a very bad promo. And don't get me wrong, I know it's not necessarily them. It's more of the writing team that put them into that bad spot. But regardless, let me go back and turn up the volume just a little bit more. Someone says it's hard to hear me. Let me turn the volume up a little bit more. There we go. I'm matched up now. So there we go. But it was like, he said they were better than the Powers of Pain. They were better than the Road Warriors. What the hell?
The Powers of Pain. Are you kidding me? They would eat them alive. I think Ming alone could eat them alive.
And then they brought the Road Warriors into it, and that was the bad promo, the bad spot that those guys got put in. So, again, I made a comment on Facebook. If you go check the Monday Night Raw thread, me and Big Tone can beat the Ascension.
I did read that part.
So, you know, now there's a report out this week saying that Vince wants to stop pushing them. Vince has issues, it seems to be, with the NXT talent, because the NXT shows have been better than Monday Night, better than the Raw shows, better than the SmackDown shows. It seems that he has issue with that. And and the thing about it, instead of him getting upset or having issues, he should be calling those guys, saying that, finding out what NXT is actually doing to get those shows to be better than the main roster shows.
See, he has to understand. He has to understand. NXT ain't all Hollywood and shit.
Right.
Ain't got those expensive writers and stuff like that.
Right.
It's more or less old school people doing the supposedly less than show.
Exactly. Let me head on back to the line. to the phone realm line. Line number two, Big Tone, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How's it going today?
Look, man, after we beat the Ascension's ass, I said we go ahead and challenge the Russo for those world tag titles.
Oh, we'll whoop that. We'll wipe the floor with them. That's not a problem.
Oh, man, but I just can't believe that that was being said. That was just amazing to me.
See, what I think, because I was online yesterday, and a couple of guys were saying that they were getting mad. They were mad because the Ascension came up and said that, but they got people get mad because the Ascension said what they said.
Right.
And Kazarian and Daniels went full face paint like the Road Warriors, and nobody said anything.
Right.
The difference is the Road Warriors, Kaz and Daniels and Kazarian know the Road Warriors.
Yep.
They've worked with them. The Ascension has no idea who they even are. Okay? They have no idea. They didn't even go ask Animal, hey, you don't mind if we do this? We're doing it out of respect. There's no disrespect involved. Kaz and Daniels did that. Because they know them. The Ascension had no, they didn't do that. That's why everybody's on them, even though they suck anyway.
Right. And I realize what you're doing with them. You put them against, you know, local guys. They try to put them over, so to speak. But still, I it ain't working.
No, it's not.
Now, and the strange thing about it, and this is what has me scared for Charlotte. Had me scared with Paige for a minute. You know, Paige is okay, but it can still have me scared with Paige. When you looked at Paige in NXT, everybody was ranting and raving. When you look at the Ascension down in NXT, everybody was ranting and raving. You take Paige from NXT up to the main roster, 2-time Divas Champion, and she no longer is being
raved
about.
She ain't doing shit.
Right.
Nope. She ain't doing dick. She's just sitting around looking like an ass piece, and she ain't got no ass.
Exactly. I swear, if you go over to Facebook, there's like a fault of kayfabe. I forgot what the Facebook page was, but all they do is show pictures of Paige and her ass.
She has no ass. I don't know why people keep saying that.
God.
Oh, man. Let me say hello to Cash Cow in the chat. Cash Cow, what's up? Got Tank over in the chat. Tank, what's up, Tank? So the gang's getting all together. Gang's all here. It's all good. It just makes me upset because and Vince is shitting on NXT, saying that NXT is overrated. This is your product.
Actually, everybody's thinking of it as Triple H's product, because if it wasn't for Triple H, NXT wouldn't be where it is now.
Yeah.
You got to think about it like that, because if Vince had anything to do with it, it'd be shit, just like Raw and SmackDown. Tell me I'm lying.
You're not. I mean, but if Vince feels this way, isn't Vince authorizing the hiring of these people? Putting the name on the check?
True. He is the overall say all and be all, but it looks like Triple H is the one that put it in his ear, saying, look, Pop, let me run this one. You right. Worry about the other two, let right. me run this, and let me do it my way, and I'm going to show you who's better. Right. That's why he's talking that shit, because he Triple H knows what he's doing. He's old school. He knows what he's doing, but he's old school in the way he's doing it, and he's got NXT blowing the fuck up.
Right. He does. He really, really does. Now, who, and I'm going to go back on Raw for a quick second. Who thought with me that Seth Rollins, that was Seth Rollins' show, that was his time, that was his breakout moment right there? And is it a good thing it happened on Raw? Shouldn't a breakout moment happen on a pay-per-view per se, a big pay-per-view stage versus a free cable show display?
You need to display wherever you can display.
So it doesn't
especially
matter.
When it comes to wrestling.
Right, so it doesn't matter per se where. Because the way Raw was, that was his show.
Yeah, he did. He took over when he ran it. When he
I
did
say,
what he did.
Hey.
Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead, bro.
No. Go finish, please.
Go ahead, Big Tone.
No, he he basically did what he was supposed to do.
Right.
He made himself look stronger, and that makes him the number one heel. Everybody knows Brock is leaving.
Yep.
Okay, the rumor is Brock is leaving.
Yep.
So why don't he step up and take Brock's spot now?
Yep, do it now.
But just throw it out there. Okay, he's leaving. I'm taking over, regardless of what the fuck y'all say. I'm taking over.
Mr.
So Cena's going to have to get used to it. He's leaving. I'm going to step in his spot. It's going to be me and you before long.
There you go.
What's the problem?
There you go. I also want to say what's up to Mr. X. He just got in the chat. Mr. X, what's going on? He said he just left the trailer park.
Yeah, I see that.
Damn.
Didn't get no service there?
Now,
he has the local McDonald's.
There you go. That free Wi-Fi. And the free Wi-Fi for free. you buy that Biggie Coke. Get in there, get that free Wi-Fi. He's actually, and Matt Legend said he's chilling on morphine. What was my question? Oh, did you see the way Cena had to put himself in position to take that curb stomp?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He had to actually scoot over a little bit to make it look good, because if he didn't, it would look like crap.
You see how high Brock Lesnar put himself?
Oh, yeah.
That's the second time.
He made sure that impact wasn't happening. He was like, uh-uh. You can put your boot in the back of my head, but it's not going to hurt when I hit this mat.
There you go. There you go. Couple of things I want to go ahead and get to real quick. It's like the big elephant in the room. I should have started the show with it, but I'm going to go ahead and say it now. Macho Man is in the WWE Hall of Fame. Yes.
He is the man. It's about time.
That about damn time. I don't know what made Vince change his mind, but he's finally in there. So congratulations to Macho Man Randy Savage.
Steve Austin.
It could have been.
I think it had to do with Steve when he sat there and asked Steve on national TV on the network, mm-hmm. on live the network. He asked him if he's going to go in. Triple H had something to do with it, and I really think Stephanie had something to do with it also.
Yeah, had to be somebody close to Vince.
Yeah.
I had to make him somebody close to Vince had to do that. Could we see a possible Ziggler, Ryback, Roman invasion going into the Rumble? Because it's already being noted that they're going to be back in time for the Rumble, and this could be what is used to bring them into it, to bring them back into the fold. Could we see those three guys in like an invasion angle? It's been rumored to happen this Monday.
Ryback and Ziggler, yeah, I can see that. But Rowan, I think they're gonna slide him in somewhere else. The invasion angle, nah, it wouldn't. If it was just Ryback and Ziggler, it would work. But Rowan, he doesn't
player.
Have that charisma. Thank you. I don't think it'll do.
And speaking of Ziggler, there's some backstage news saying why he lost that IC title. He had some type of improv comedy show, which was a separate booking from WWE, which is why he lost the IC title to Wade Barrett. Still a dumb, stupid way to lose the IC title.
He's going to get it back in about. He's going to get it back in about 3-4 months, because you know Barrett's going to get hurt, and the only person that can put it back on is him.
Well, let me ask you guys this: why do you think they have such high faith in Wade Barrett to always put in the IC title?
Who truly knows what the hell is anybody thinking? Goddamn, Wade Barrett, he is an accident waiting to happen.
I agree. Stevie Ray is hit. He is an accident waiting to happen because, you, like I said, within the next couple of months, he's going to be hurt for some unknown reason.
So
if it's not going to be on national TV somewhere doing one of these house shows, he's going to get hurt and he's going to have to give it up again.
So the Dallas Cowboys now have company.
Yeah, he's doing. He's at home sitting on the couch with him.
Go ahead, him and Romo sitting right there. and yes, it's also been brought in the chat. I'll go ahead and bring it up now. And I'll do it twofold. All criminal charges against Kevin Nash and Heath Slater has been dropped. So you're going to see...
Heath Slater also?
Yeah, Heath Slater also. So you're going to see Kevin Nash on Monday. That's already been named. And you're also going to see, hopefully, Heath Slater in the house shows. So, and maybe back on Raw. So we'll see.
So Heath Slater... So the woman tried to choke herself?
Like he does, like if you see the Full Metal Jacket, like he does, like Benny told what's made to do, choke yourself. I know I ain't supposed to say that, but that just thinking about that, that's funny as hell.
Yeah, it is. I still just think, oh, Mr. X, I'm not trying to get. I didn't know Mr. X. I did not know you were a Cowboys fan. I did not know that. I'm sorry. I did not know that. He says in the chat. Why'd I bring up the Cowboys? It was a fucking catch. I'm sorry. I did not know you were a Cowboys fan. My bad.
Yeah, I see it.
I did not know that. let me ask you guys this. Is the Royal Rumble the best spot for Miz and Miz Dow to break up?
No.
No. They're not going to break them up until the comedy ends.
Comedy ends.
The shit is funny as hell.
Yeah, it is. They're not going to break them up until they actually have something to do for the New Day. Then they'll break those two up.
It is also another story. And I'm reporting on this. I think I did it last week, but I'm doing it again because I thought it was just so doggone funny. TNA tries to sign Edge to being some type of authority figure. And the talks, from what I've read, did not even get to the monetary stage. He said no. He said no, refuses to sign with them. Man, why would he be? He's done with the business outside of special appearances, so, and Edge is no dummy. So why would he even entertain going to Impact? That was just a dumb move on Dixie Carter trying to sign it.
Exactly. Dixie was trying to, like you said before, every ex-WWE star, she wants them. So she can make her, she's trying to do the same thing she did with Hogan, and it backfired on Hogan. So why is she trying to do it now, even though Edge is down with that neck injury? It's not going to work. That makes no sense.
Nope. I have a spoiler for Fastlane, and this is going to be, and again, Steve, Tony C keeps saying it's going to be for us, but, you know, African Americans, but I don't see what this main event is going to be about us. The spoiled Fastlane main event. You got your pillows. You can get some weed, whatever you do to relax. Cena and Roman Reigns versus Rollins and Big Show. That's your that's your Fastlane main event right there.
Oh Jesus!
That's ridiculous. We've seen that on Raw already.
Yep.
Three fucking ridiculous. How many times are gonna roll that? How many times are gonna pull that out?
I don't know.
Because they need to do something else. Because they just need to do something totally different. That is they stupid.
Another thing, and this is happening down in your guys' neck of the woods. I wish I can go to this. I really wish I could. And it's happening more on the indie circuit. Me and you talked about it, Big Tone. Harlem Heat. It's gonna make one more run.
Yes, my aunt lives up there. I'm thinking about going to see it.
Don't blame me, man. Don't blame me.
I'm serious.
I wrote an article that I haven't released yet. I'm still doing some time from fine tuning to it. I'll let you guys know where you can check it out. But I'll say my concerns. Booker, you know, he's been training. He's in shape. He's been doing, you know, spots, you know, wrestling, just, you know, special occasions, different spots, things of that nature. Stevie Ray is 56, and he hadn't fought, you know, in a decade and a half, other than training on Down in Reality of Wrestling. But I just feel these guys never were given the proper send off. If this run goes well, could you possibly see Harlem Heat make a WWE run?
It's possible.
It would be ridiculous.
But it would be. It would be, but it would make sense, though. If they're going to make that one last run, let them go for the E, get them a tag team, give them a championship, one last run in WWE, because Harlem Heat's never been there. Booker T has, but Stevie Ray's never done it.
Here's here's my thing. How can you not at least a little 6, maybe 8 month run? You can finally bring Fruit Booty to the WWE.
Yeah, just go in for a quick minute, get a title, a couple month title run, call it a day. Then within I say 2 years, they're going to the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
Why do you think it's ridiculous, Stevie Ray?
I say go ahead and give him the run.
Mm-hmm.
Probably even give him the title. Mm-hmm. For a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't go very long for at all.
Man.
No, that's actually the good thing. They go in there, get it done, have, like I said, about a month and a half title run, and get them out.
I will say this, and I caught heat for this the other day when I said it. If you bring Harlem Heat back, that run's got to be longer than the Outlaws' run.
Say what?
That run, if you bring Harlem Heat in, their run has to be longer than we brought in the New Age Outlaws.
As long as the Outlaws had it?
Yeah, it has to be longer. At least or longer.
I agree.
At least.
Yeah, because it would make more sense if they did it as long as the Outlaws had it. The Outlaws had it for how long? What, 2-3 months?
Mm-hmm. At least or longer. Swax, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, William?
All right, man. But it's good to see him back. I'm happy to see him back.
And Stevie Ray, Waco Bob says hi.
Have you guys downloaded the WB Immortal games yet on your
Android?
Don't get me started with that, please. Don't do it, please. Because I saw what Rage and Sussman were talking about on Facebook yesterday, and he just pointed it out. He's like, "What is John Cena doing like this?" Because he looks like Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played it yet? He looks like Superman.
I played it.
They say the game is pretty good, though.
The game is good. I love the game. It moves quick. There's no lag. I love the game. I love the teams. I love how some, not all, but some of how the guys look. So.
What is it, for like Xbox 360?
No.
No, that is a...
It's a mobile phone game.
Mobile phone game.
Mm-hmm.
My wife says she would get it for me if it was like on PlayStation or something, because it looks so good to her.
Yes.
Thing about it is that it's not working. It's not working for her.
Mm. I got Paige. And don't ask me, because I didn't buy her or anything. I ended up with Paige on my team, so we'll see how that goes. Call in the 917. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Yo. This is Randy.
What's up, man?
Good.
So she ended up on my team. I don't know how, but I had to tag into her a few times. Kind of funny to see Paige after actually you see her do finisher moves. I guess some of that Big Show and Kane. It's kind of funny to see. So
I'm good. So damn. You talking about Immortal?
Yeah.
Oh. I put it like 5 minutes over there. I couldn't take it anymore.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't.
No, no, it's good. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's bad. I find it a little bit too easy.
I think
it's like back and forward.
Yeah. Plus, I think another thing, too, that kind of kills it, if you've played Injustice before,
mm-hmm.
it sort of kind of kills it for you. Because it's pretty much on the same lines as Injustice.
Oh, I'm looking at
it. It was from the makers of Injustice.
Mm, same studio. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the gameplay over here, and it looks like a thing between like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter.
Yeah, NetherRealm makes it, no?
Yeah, NetherRealms. Mm-hmm. That's their game.
So who's, you don't mind me asking, who's in the line?
Oh, we got Stevie Ray with us. We got Swag.
Oh, what's up?
We got
Pretty on the Outside.
See, there you go. There you go.
He about to do it. Big Tone is online, and we also got Swask with us.
Oh man, I said, "What's up, everybody, man? What's going on? What's going on, Ray?"
It's all good, baby.
So we got a full line, got a full chat. Awesome. We got the return of David Otunga. He's right now being booked to do the house show loop, the big house show loop. Are you guys happy to see David Otunga come back?
I bet you he's going to do like we said the other day. He's going to be part of. He's going to be the authority's lawyer. I think he's a good mouthpiece. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yes, he will be an excellent mouthpiece for the new day.
The new day. Come on, Stevie. I think the ascension and the new day is done.
The ascension needs to be done. The new day.
That needs to die now.
The new day needs to be repackaged. But
yeah, man, that's true. They need to be repackaged fast.
Yeah, but the ascension can be done. I think but,
you know that the whole gimmick was different. They tried out a main event and it was actually what we was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever saw it, but they had a match with a tag team. And it was Titus and Heath Slater versus New Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat up Titus. But what's his name? Xavier Woods was like, no. We don't pin him, we pin him.
Right.
Which was, you know, the white guy.
Right.
If we get that, you know, I'm pretty sure that gets over. Especially with all the shit that's going on now.
Well, if you look at, particularly, and I'm going to quote another spoiler, February 6th, if you catch February 6th Impact, you'll see a lot of racial overtones then, and the racial overtones pretty much kills TNA. Wouldn't that hurt WWE too, or would it be more pronounced, a little bit more for the fans to accept in WWE? Because I know there's two different audiences.
You feel like being copied?
To an extent, but it's going to be accepted by two different audiences.
No, exactly.
It might
there's be. There's two people.
Go ahead.
No, I said it's two different people, so I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
If they did that, with everything that's going on in the world now, they would trip. Especially WWE, with WWE being a publicly owned company,
right.
They would trip. They would go out of their rabbit ass mind.
Cash Cow said in the chat about Harlem Heat. Somebody he asked was Colonel Rod Parker still alive? Bring him back too.
Yeah, Robert Fuller's still alive.
Talk about racial overtones.
There you go.
I was reading a report that Triple H was going to knock the WWE off of PG rating.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get into that, too, but we can go ahead and do it now. Rumors coming out saying that WWE is going to go back to the PG-14 rating. What do you guys think about that?
That would be excellent.
Yes, it would.
Excellent.
Yeah, it would. It would be perfect for right now. So everybody stop bitching and complaining. We want the Attitude Era back. Okay, right. You're going to get bits and pieces of it.
Right.
So shut the fuck up.
But let me ask you guys this. No,
exactly. If they, like, you don't want to hit it, like, go 0 to 100, you know, in a second. No. You slowly, slowly build up. Like, you know, we see a little bit here, a little bit there. Then you're like, damn. You know, you start seeing the difference. Exactly. If they ease, like you said, if they ease into it, it'll be perfect. Don't just go straight into it right now. No, ease into it.
Right.
Then do it.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to go for one day, you like, you got this PG thing, and then the next day, you got two girls, like, sucking on their own, you know.
Right.
And, you know, you don't want to go from 0 to 100.
Let me ask you guys this. Who do you guys think would maybe benefit from it most, but could it also hurt some guys? Because if you go back to the Attitude Era, that wasn't everybody's strong suit per se. Who do you think could thrive and who would fall off the wayside?
I think Kevin Steen would thrive.
I think he would too.
Perfect.
I think he would too.
And Dean Ambrose would be perfect in it.
There's rumors out there saying Dean Ambrose is going to go turn heel again.
Yeah, I heard about that too. I hope not. He gets one of the biggest reactions, even though they got him losing.
every day. I don't know why, but he gets one of the biggest reactions.
Right. I just think...
I'll give him to him. That insanity, that light insanity he has,
mm-hmm.
is pretty much working for people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you this.
And if he go full heel again,
mm-hmm.
if he goes full heel again, he's going to lose his momentum.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say Matt...
Like with him, it'll be good. You start off him slow, and then later on, you go heel, but not now. Not now.
And, I'm going to piggyback on what Matt E. Legend just said in the chat. Bray Wyatt would thrive tremendously. Tremendously. This would be right up his alley.
Bray Wyatt and Kevin Steen has the same thing going for him.
Mm-hmm.
See, we need certain like faces to keep the face division relevant in the WWE, and Dean Ambrose is those people that keeps the faces relevant in the company, and you don't want him to become heel because there's already a heelish monarchy going on in the whole, WWE right. with the authority.
Right.
Now you're going to turn another key person heel? I mean, you have to have a little bit of, like competition a little bit, so it gives everybody a chance. And if you're going to have 3/4 of your whole roster a heel, that just don't give other people a chance that they can overcome, especially when it's dominated by all the villains.
Let me say real quick before I jump into my next topic, very quickly, let me say hello to Nobody. Everybody say, what's up to Nobody? What's up, Nobody?
Nobody
in the chat. Yep. Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody's in the chat. Why we shouldn't be doing a show. If nobody's in the chat.
Let me bring this question up. There's rumors, and one of the reasons why you saw the announcer switch up, there's going to be some type of they're gonna split up the two brands, but it's gonna be not done with everybody. It's only gonna be done with a select few. You guys, in favor of any type of brand split at all? I'm not.
Not me neither. If they did the brand split again, okay. Now everybody's gonna say, who's the world heavyweight champion? Okay. My opinion, if they did that, which it would make sense, that means both people on Raw and SmackDown is going to have to try harder mm-hmm. to get up to who's going to be the champ.
Right.
But the thing is, it'll give different people different chances to go at it, not the same ones over and over again.
Right. You won't be.
Yeah, and you ain't going to make John Cena work on Thursday, so.
Oh, hell no.
You can forget about John Cena even appearing.
There won't be any. See, that's the thing about it, is that John Cena, he doesn't work both shows any goddamn way.
Very rarely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very rarely do you see him on SmackDown. Let me ask this. Matt Legend has said, bring back Zach Gowen for another Lesnar match. In a new
take his other leg off.
Oh god! I got into a Facebook conversation the other day with a couple of wrestling fans, pretty knowledgeable wrestling fans. And the question that got brought up in that particular group, and my first I'll let you know what my first reaction. But you kind of got to think about it for a minute. Who was better, Bret Hart or Owen Hart?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a very good one. But Owen Hart has always been right there for me.
Mm.
Really. Owen Hart. Yeah,
I have to give it to Owen, too.
I
give it to Bret.
I would say Owen Hart because when he came up, he was not in a tag team to get popular. He was his own thing. And I would say Owen Hart.
I'd have to say Owen also because Owen went over to Japan. Bret never went to Japan.
But his But here's my thing. This is what I brought into my little 2 cents, and I call him that group for saying this too. I think Brett was the better wrestler, but I think but I think Owen was the better entertainer.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's exactly
right.
Like Bret Hart, you could put him against anybody, just like with Owen Hart too. But then Owen Hart never got the chance, you know?
Yeah.
So we never actually got to see if he could put up, you know, if he could go 1-on-1 with the big guy, you understand?
See, Owen was in that time where faces dominated per se, not heels. So
the Hogan era.
Yeah. So it was doomed from the start for him to be a champion. But his stuff with Flying Brian Pillman was excellent too.
Brian Pillman.
Mm-hmm.
And that even was going money. Even going mm-hmm. against Brett, that was money.
Yep. Yep.
That was money. Mm-hmm. That both of them was money.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you put that on the card, you know, people's buying it.
Now let me ask you this, in consequence to that, what do you guys think of Brett's WCW run? I thought it sucked.
Garbage.
It was garbage.
That was trash.
You could thank Goldberg for most of it too.
Oh God.
Do I have to say it?
Say it.
Try and indoctrinate the man.
Go on, say it right now.
Go
ahead. Go on, say it right now, Big Tone. Say it right now.
Fuck Goldberg because he's garbage. End of story.
He made news this week too. He said that he could come back and still do it at 47.
Yeah, because he wants to do it because his son has never seen him wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
Or who would they put him up against? Who would they put him up against?
Who's that?
The thing is that if they have him do exactly what they do with the Ascension, you know, just go in, spear, jackknife, they could do that.
Yeah.
But nobody likes that shit anymore.
And Swax, what
he's exposed, you know?
And Swax, why the hell why would you say Rusev, Swax?
Why would you say that?
Just like Goldberg, Rusev is dominating just like Goldberg did in WCW. And what a better way to have one.
Oh my God.
To go against a dominant person that's undefeated in the WWE.
Do I have to get him? You want to get him?
Get him, Big Tone. I can't do it.
WWE already put together like a fantasy package between him and Rusev already.
You know what? That would never work. Number one, let me correct you on a couple things, Swax. Number one, when Goldberg was undefeated, which was bullshit. Everybody knows he was bullshit from J1.
Hell yeah.
Thanks to Kevin Sullivan, that's why he became the first undefeated champion there was. But he was exposed against Hugh Morris in that first match.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rio couldn't save him.
And don't get it.
Nobody wanted to. Go ahead, Stevie. I'm sorry.
Oh no! Don't get it. He was exposed when he went against
William Regal.
Yeah. He was completely exposed
William Regal beat that ass. Goldberg still talks about that ass when he took some Regal.
That match gave a throw him down and just flat out laid it out. This dude cannot wrestle for shit. So the look William Regal on national TV.
Oh, yeah.
On national TV.
Exactly.
And the only reason why he got so big is thanks to Eden. He better thank, and I don't know if he ever does it, he better thank Kevin Sullivan for giving him his career and making him as big as he was. Because without Kevin Sullivan, he wouldn't have been shit.
Let me see. What do we have here? Matt Legend said Goldberg versus Sting.
We've seen that already.
Yep. Mr. X, of course, brought up Goldberg versus Ryback. I should say,
now that one I want to see. I would love to see that.
But he needs to put Ryback over.
But you know what, though?
No. He does not need to put Ryback over. Ryback's already over. Why would he want to come in and put Ryback over and he's already over?
No, because he's done. Like, I really don't want to see him. If he's going to come back, I want him to put somebody over. But for him, just come in, put somebody over.
Goldberg's
fucking out of my...
Who would you put
on my TV? The Goldberg reputation in the business is like he's a bitch.
Goldberg's Goldberg's too.
Right, exactly.
You want him to no-sell the spear?
Exactly. See?
You know what? I'm going to say it, but I'm probably going to catch heat for this too, but I don't give a damn. I'm shocked Goldberg put Booker T over.
I know, huh?
WCW, that kind of shocked me a little bit, because I sure thought Goldberg was going to win that damn match and take that title. I sure did. I wasn't expecting to see what happened.
Matt, I think Bischoff had something to do with that one, though.
I think he did, too, because he liked Booker. One out of three, Ray. Ryback, Austin, and Goldberg.
No, Austin could kill them both.
Oh, God, that don't make no damn sense.
None at all. But Austin will kill them both. No question.
They'll both get multiple stunners.
Exactly. No question.
Damn. Goldberg already took one. He didn't like it.
That's why I said he ain't gonna take another.
Ryback would just stand there in amazement.
Wow. No sell it. He no sell it.
Try to no sell it.
Yep. Tank says Goldberg versus NXT, the whole roster.
Oh, please. Man, Kevin Owens will kill him by his face. Come on now.
He says that three-way, Wilson. He said that three-way was a joke. We know. We know, but it's all good. But still, though, the potential. Tate says Goldberg versus EC3. Oh my
God. We know who won that one.
Oh my God.
Yep. Quickly.
Somebody wanted me to say this for the show. Someone says I need to give out a diva of the night, per se. So I'm going to give a diva of the night. TWCIS Diva of the Night, Ivelisse. You guys remember Ivelisse and Tough Enough?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ivelisse.
There you go. And speaking of...
She was in TNA, too.
Hot Minute.
For that, like, a tryout, like, well,
she speaking of TNA, I hate to say this. I watched it last night.
I did, too.
That first one on Destination America, they went all out for it. Mm-hmm.
They did. I have to give them that. But if you look at it, and will you agree with me, even though they were tag team partners, mm-hmm. Jessica Havoc and Awesome Kong going at it, that would be lovely.
Yep.
Oh, that would be Lodge.
I can watch that 24/7.
That would be Lodge.
I can watch that 24/7. Real quick. Cash Cow says Ryback versus Ezekiel Jackson versus Ahmed Johnson for the ECW title.
For the
ECW
title. damn.
Someone, who is this? Nobody said, what about Taz versus Ryback versus Goldberg? You know what though?
Larry Moe Curly.
You know what though? You know
or
what?
Red and Stimpy.
You know what though? On the real, and I heard Phil the other day talk about Taz. I sort of kind of agree with him on one thing. Even though he was kind of doomed from the start because he was one of the smallest cats I've ever seen, Taz could go.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He could go.
When he was in ECW, he was the motherfucking motor. Yeah. They could not stop him.
Yeah, he could go. Well,
this guy used to.
Yeah, he was Mighty Mouse in ECW.
Uh-huh.
But he came up with the weirdest suplexes out of nowhere.
Yep.
Oh yes. So, everybody your leg and your slang like no business.
And he came up with him. It seems on the fly.
Yeah, he did.
So you know,
that T-bone suplex came out of nowhere sometimes, and he just tear people's heads off with it.
T-bone
suplex gave him a name.
Yep, sure did. It sure did.
Human suplex machine.
Yep. Who the heck is this? Matt Legend said the Iron Sheik versus Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 31.
Ah!
Somebody been drinking. Somebody been drinking something real good.
I'm gonna tell y'all though, y'all need to follow Iron Sheik on Twitter. Find Iron Sheik on Twitter.
Oh, he talks some crazy shit.
That's some crazy stuff.
Sheiky baby be talking some crazy shit.
Are we sure that it isn't his roadie?
It could be. This plane.
No, I think that Sheiky himself. Sheiky is that fucked up.
Someone says Taz versus Doug Williams, suplex versus suplex.
Doug Furness's boy, yeah.
Yep.
Because he has some stiff ones too.
And someone said Bray Wyatt versus the Sandman.
That'd be
no contest. That's no contest.
No, I would say Bray Wyatt versus Sabu.
That's no contest because Sabu couldn't wrestle his way out of the paper bag.
He couldn't. He really couldn't. He really couldn't.
Yeah, but he would get more hardcore than Bray Wyatt.
I doubt that very seriously.
That's ridiculous.
If you put Bray in full character, no. The legendary that you're going to have on Monday Night Raw, you can add one more name to that. Sean X-Pac Waltman will be there. So he joins as Kevin Nash, Jimmy Hart, Billy Gunn, Ron Simmons, Hogan, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, and Scott Hall. For everyone.
So the Click and the NWO is going to be together, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
With Ron Simmons and Billy Gunn and Jimmy Hart.
What the hell is Ron Simmons going to be doing there? Damn!
That's it. That's it. Unless him and JBL start drinking again. Other than that, that's about it.
That's another team that was never said. No one said the Ascension versus APA. APA.
Get their ass whipped.
That's not a match.
Nope.
Because that power slam that Ron used to do, mm-hmm. and the clothesline,
mm-hmm.
clothesline from hell,
yep.
it'd be over.
Someone said
what
that.
What was it, the Dominator? Yeah, that's what they call it.
Worry about the Dominator. Is that front slam that Ron Simmons used to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
you ain't even got time. You ain't going to be able to roll out of the ring.
Where's Tony C? I need Tony C to call in because I need our Black Achievement Awards correspondent to give us an update on what's going on. I need to know where the fried chicken is at. Is the fried chicken ready? I need to know if the watermelon ready to go. I need to know. So Tony C need to call and give us an update. Black Achievement.
Yeah, make sure that red Kool-Aid is ready to go.
Red Kool-Aid.
Tony C's probably watching ESPN, like, trying to contact Jonathan Coachman to come to the thing.
I went down and he had an award going, man. Too. So we expect Hollywood to come in through sometime, so.
Tank says Zombie Savage versus Goldberg. oh man! And I gotta and I want to say something too that was brought to my attention on Facebook. I think it was yesterday. There was a certain tag team that was making fun of Randy Savage about Jay Lethal doing his impersonation of.
Oh yeah, that was the Hall of Fame. When I posted up the Young Bucks.
Yes, that was. I didn't agree with Lex. Lex seemed to be happy with it. I love Lex to death, but I disagree with you, man. I just think that was so disrespectful and just so untasteful.
That was very disrespectful.
This man paved the way for your monkey asses to be in there doing what you're doing. So how are you going to say anything, you know, be in jest or whatever to a Hall of Famer? Who, I don't know. It just pisses me off that you would say something like that.
Hey, but if Jay Lethal was to go down there and actually give the speech in his voice, he would knock it out the park.
He would.
And I have a feeling if he talked to Lanny, I bet you he's like, go for it. He would, like, because you know how if you've ever heard any backstage stories about Savage, he was the biggest ribber there was, and he would love it.
Tank, this says Surfer versus Rage versus Goldberg.
I was
watching the watch. Whether you get okay. Super Silver Surfer or not.
Surfer Squad. I was looking forward for Rage to be here.
Yeah. Well,
what happened?
I can't comment on that. I cannot comment on that publicly. Hit me up on Facebook and I'll explain that situation to you, sir.
Okay, I know Sean.
Batista says he is done with WWE, saying at his age he is going to do more acting and put his emphasis on his acting.
You cannot blame the guy. The money he got from Guardians of the Galaxy, you don't want to come back.
Now you want to come out of the way.
Hell no, shoot. Shit. They booted him out of every fucking arena he was in last year. Why the fuck that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't come back either.
I wouldn't come back either. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Just put it like this. I'd have said, just hold on to my paycheck. Pay me on the back end. Pay me on the back end, and you would have got paid, son.
Yeah, give my residuals, we all good.
Of the galaxy.
And they film in part two also. Shit. He ain't gonna pass up that check.
Yep.
I heard
a little bit of the rant. I was on the rant for the last part of it, saying that it's to be believed. I still don't believe it. That
what happened to the download?
On the rant?
What happened to that rant download?
I don't know. I'll find out.
I was trying to catch it.
Uh-huh. I'll find out from Double A. I'll text Double A later. Double A later and find out what happened. But part of what was saying was that Hogan's inducted him, and me and a few other guys on Facebook were wondering, weren't those guys on the out before Savage passed?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They were. Yeah, they were. They were feuding like a motherfucker back. They were talking shit about each other.
Savage was talking much shit.
Oh, yeah.
And made a rap song about it. Yeah, exactly. You remember that song?
Uh-huh.
They were talking much shit.
So, if that's the case, and it's been reported that the Poffo family is saying they're okay with Hogan doing the induction, but if that's the case, is this Vince trying to make more money at Savage's expense by having him do the induction?
Is Vince McMahon, what do you think?
Yeah.
He does not give a shit who's in that Hall of Fame. He just knows that the tickets are going to sell like crazy. That's what he sees.
If you guys had a choice to induct him, who would you guys pick? My induction would be Ricky Steamboat.
I say Stephanie McMahon.
Well, for Randy Savage?
Yes.
I would pick Lenny Poffo.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you put him in? Well, yeah, that is his brother, but no.
So he's going to accept it, probably him and his wife, but people's going to be like, who the fuck is that, you know?
Everybody knows because she was there, and she was in the car with him when he had the wreck and he died. His wife was there with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing with me, and Poffo has to accept the award, I get that part of it. But to me, I wouldn't have picked Hogan. Like I say, it would have been Steamboat, in my opinion. A, that was...
Either Steamboat or DDP.
Right.
Me? I think Steamboat.
And people keep telling me their match at Mania was an underrated match. I'm sorry, that was one of the best matches I have ever seen.
What, Steamboat Savage and 3? Oh, hell yeah, that was one of the greatest matches ever played.
One of the best, people.
Nobody, whoever says that's underrated, needs to go back and look at that match again.
Yeah.
And need to know what they're talking about and learn what professional wrestling is all about, because that is one of the greatest matches ever done.
They said underrated or overrated?
People underrated.
Yeah, it was underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we were. Hold on. No, some people might put it like they don't give it the credit it deserves. Maybe that's what they meant.
It's not in a lot of people's top five or top ten, I should say.
That match was top ten, number two.
Yeah. Mr. Exodus said him and Steamboat had 3 months of history and they were never friends. But even as that being the case, at least Steamboat would have done the induction respectfully.
Yeah, and everybody respects Steamboat.
Right.
I agree. I think Steamboat should have done it. But the thing with Hogan is, from what Hogan says on his Facebook page, is that before he died, him and Randy talked and got and squashed that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were going to do something just before he died, like 2 weeks before he died. They squashed it and they were being cool and they were going to go over to his house. Mm-hmm. And about a day later, that's when he found out he passed. And he's like, oh, damn, I didn't get a chance to tell him that, well, how I really felt. He squashed it, but he, I don't know. I just think, like you said, I think it's just money, and Vince wants one of the number one and the number two people that put the WWE on the map for Hogan to put him in, because it's past due.
Whoa! Nobody just said, whoa, he's officially done with Surfer and Justin Cobb? Wow.
Who said that? Nobody?
Yeah.
Why?
Wow. Nobody, you gotta hit me up on Facebook. You gotta hit me up on Facebook and let me know why that statement is, nobody.
Something was one down.
Man. I still think, to me, in the long run, and I know the Hall of Fame is just like another show or another booking, per se, make money off of, as Surfer keeps saying. But I'm just a big fan of being respectful toward, you know, a guy like Savage. Who do you guys think WWE is going to choose to be the second nominee for this year?
Or Randy the Crippler Stevens.
It should be. Who do you think will induct him?
Pat Patterson.
I think Ravishing Rick Rude.
Well, he needs to be there. Oh, Ravishing Rick needs to be in there very soon. But from what the rumor is, Ray of Crippler Stevens is the number two going in. Savage is the headliner. Ray Stevens is next.
You could have made an argument for Rick Rude last year.
You could have made him for a couple years ago. Why you bullshit? Mm-hmm. Same time when Perfect went in, he should win it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get, you want to look at it like that.
Can't get big like that twice. you can't do him big twice.
I loved Rick Rude, and the thing that made Rick Rude such amazing, his last match with Sting, he finished the match, and B, if memory serves me, he won it.
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful match.
Yeah, and you know, that, if that's the way to go out, if that's your swan song, you can't beat that.
Nope. And he did get his world title run.
Mm-hmm.
He got it.
Yep.
But his Intercontinental title run, though, he was, you could not stop him. You could not beat him. The Rude Awakening, he just had everybody on that edge of their seat just ready to kill him.
Yep.
The heat he used to get used to give me, like, chill. Like, once you hear that song pop up, and then he does a little dance and everything. Yo, that guy was the perfect heel. So from the montage to everything.
And the way
I think he was trying to take my future wife with that little dance. God dang, he tried to take my wife. And my wife don't even like wrestling.
And
he tried to take my woman.
And go back. Him and Bobby Heenan were just amazing.
Oh yeah. But the thing he did with Jake, though, I think that was one of his best ones.
Yep.
When Jake and his wife at that time and Ravishing Rick going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dave, he had the face painted on his
tights.
Now, Mr. X just said he isn't going in, but I would like to see him, man. I really would like to see him go in.
Why wouldn't he go in?
I would really like to see Rick Rude go in. I mean, it's in the case of you pissing somebody off in the back. I mean, you know. Let me see. Oh. I was just reading the chat room. Matt E. Legend said bodybuilders are the new 80s, 90s style WWF wrestlers. They will all start dying soon. I don't know what was meant by that. But
yeah, the next somebody's going to say Buff Bagwell needs to be in the WWF Hall of Fame. Come on now.
Hell no.
Yeah.
When is Jake the Snake going to be in?
He needs to go in too.
Jake's already in.
Yeah,
They put him in last year or something?
Yeah, before him and Scott Hall, remember?
Oh, yeah, him and Scott Hall was the same Hall. Okay.
DDP. He basically like turned both of their lines around. They should put DDP in. He's done a lot.
He's going but not right now. Because they're going. I have a feeling that Vince is going to end up doing is a bunch of WCW guys are going to go in all at one time. When Sting goes in, that's when the WCW going in.
Yeah.
See, that's what we thought when they were going to be in Atlanta. We mm-hmm. thought he was going to do it then.
Yeah, that would make sense, but Sting didn't sign, and right. so he just signed.
Right.
So basically, I think they're going to do it here in Dallas. They're going to do it here in Dallas next year. Him and Taker go in, and they're going to put WCW guys in after that.
Speaking of Dallas, there's rumors out there saying that WB is going to buy up all the events going wrong surrounding Dallas all during WrestleMania.
Yeah, because they're trying to do it this year in Santa Clara, so they don't want all the indie guys running at this WrestleMania weekend. They don't want to do it, so they're going to try to buy them all out.
That's just ridiculous. Do you know how many solid promotions are in that area? There's a ton of solid promotions in
Dallas. Oh, there's like six. In California, there's about in Santa Clara itself. There's four.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down to LA, there's three more. So why are they trying to do that? I have no idea.
This is crazy.
That's stupid.
This is crazy. I mean, you know, just a few off the rip. Anarchy Championship Wrestling, my favorite indie. NWA Bounded Outlaw, NWA Resolution, Revolution. There's just a bunch of solid indie promotions in that area. You're not going to be able to buy them all out. I'm sorry.
It's not going to happen.
Cash Cow says, wait for Buff and Judy to go in the Hall of Fame.
And the Crane. Till Cash starts smoking that stuff, because that's going to happen.
He says, Judy was, and I don't remember this, maybe you guys can let me know. Judy was a WCW tag champ? I don't remember that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. With her son. Yep.
Her and Buff were tag team champions.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God. Wasn't it like the Matt, one of the finest?
Matt Legend said she was influential in the Nitro era. Tag champ
Steiner.
Judy Bagwell. Buff Bagwell's mother.
Buff Bagwell's mother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
They made her a tag champ?
Yeah, she was tag champ.
No wonder
she was tag champ from there.
No wonder WCW sucked.
Somebody brought up Dollfish Grimmer and Rick Steiner. I love Rick Steiner back in the day. I'm shocked you didn't get, and I don't think, did Buff, I don't remember seeing Buff Bagwell in WWE. And, oh, yeah, he did. And he didn't last long. He lasted, like, what, like 3 weeks and was gone?
Yeah, he was with the Invasion.
No, Buff didn't come in during the Invasion angle.
He had one match on Nitro, Raw, and he was gone.
Gone. He might have lasted 3 weeks total with the company. It would have been kind of cool to see Buff and his mama versus Shelton and his mama.
Oh, that would have been lovely. that would have been hilarious.
Oh, that would have been a massacre.
And Matt Legend just informed me that she also had the belt with Rick Steiner. Oh my God!
She did not have the belt. No, she did not have the belt with Rick Steiner. She had it one time, and that was with Buff. That was it.
No, I think it was with Rick Steiner, not with Buff that one.
You know what? Let me look it up real quick. I'm telling you, if they're gonna end up Buff that one, it needs to be him. His mother,
and the cranes, they lift her up.
Ah, oh, man.
That was a lot of weight.
So you were saying, so you guys were saying when they put the, when they, once they put Sting in, the rest of the WCW guys are going to get in there. I was listening to the show this week. Luger got brought into play in a couple of the shows. Luger Hall of Fame bound or no?
Who?
Lex Luger.
Yeah, I think he should go.
I don't know because of the controversy with him and Miss Elizabeth.
I never liked him, so I would have never, I don't mind never seen the Hall of Fame.
I mean, it'd be very controversial for him to be in the Hall of Fame, especially, you know, what happened.
They'll probably wait for him to be dead first.
Let's put it like this. If it wasn't for Luger, Miss Elizabeth would probably still be alive today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Ray Ray, you're right. Judy Bagwell and Rick Steiner. Yeah, they were world tag team.
Hell.
You're right.
Hell.
I'm looking at it right now.
Hell, man.
Luger needs to get inducted into the, what's that show that he came on? That Pawn Shop Hall of Fame. That's what they probably need to be on.
Now, Matt Legend brought up a good point, too. And I know there are plenty of guys. Warrior, Savage, who had issues with WWE, ended up coming back and getting to just do. But Legend brings up a good point. The way, A, Luger left WWF, and B, how he was so candid about leaving. It's like he didn't give a damn about telling the truth because he didn't candy coat nothing.
But the thing is, his contract was up.
Right.
That's the thing. So if your contract is up, why are you going to sit there and trip when you go from one slot to another and your contract is done?
Right.
So I don't know why everybody's going to get pissed off at Luger for doing that. If your contract was up and somebody's going to offer you more money than you're getting paid, what would you do?
Yeah. So true.
So I ain't mad at him. I would do the same shit.
And do we all agree that Luger is the greatest U.S. champion ever?
No. You know I'm a topic smack on that one. No. No. But I know why you said that, and I know what you're trying to do, too. I know exactly what you're trying to do. And that call should be coming at any time now.
I'm trying to get Tony C to call, doggone, and he won't call.
I knew what you were trying to do.
I need my Black Achievement Award update. Damn it, I wrote it down on my show notes. And I don't think I have his number. WWE is also bringing back Tough Enough this year. Really?
How are they going to do it, though? Don't get me wrong. Did you see the last season? It was pretty good. It just, what came out of it was nothing. You got this guy, like, he didn't want to learn anything. He was trash, the winner, but I think the show was good. Whatever happened to old boy that wasn't laugh tough enough?
You know,
he got fired, because supposedly, when they sent him back to NXT to train and shit, they said he didn't improve, and he didn't care to improve, so they were like, gotta go.
Yeah. You have to keep getting better and better and better in their eyes, or you're a piece of garbage, and they just throw you out.
He probably thought, oh, I'm a big guy. Just like big guy. I probably don't have to work and shit. I'll be another Kevin Nash.
Right. Nah, I was so wrong. So wrong. Why would you say that about Kevin Nash?
Oh, I'm sorry. There's like five people I can't stand in wrestling, and he's one of them.
Why?
Yeah, the guy, the one thing I never take away from him, the guy knows how to make money. The guy is a businessman.
Hold up.
But when it came to in the ring, I'm sorry, I cannot watch his, he's horrible.
Part of that, and I'm taking an excerpt from Lead Champions book, part of that, in Kevin Nash, he walked into a great situation.
Yep, he did.
particularly when he left WWF, moved into WCW, that was perfect. And then he walked into the perfect situation that ended up getting approved upon.
Exactly. Then, you know, he got his boy in the WWE.
Right.
He was like, I'm going to go to WCW.
Right.
I'm
going
to take all the money I can. Mm-hmm. And I know the WWE is going to take me, like, whenever I want with an open hand. So, either way, he comes out winning.
But let me ask you this. Why do you hate him?
Huh?
Why do you not like him?
No, I just don't like his wrestling. He's horrible. The guy could be good on the mic.
Okay.
And the guy's a good businessman. Mm-hmm. But he's horrible. Okay. Like, there's nothing about him. He just throws you in the corner, a leg choke, boom, boom, a couple of elbows. That's it. He's horrible. I can't take it. He's horrible.
My thing with Nash is the same thing I say about Davey Boy Smith. That's another big man. No disrespect.
Yeah, but the difference between those two is Davey Boy Smith can actually wrestle.
That's true. And no disrespect.
Exactly.
And no disrespect, Davey Boy Smith. But, you know, like I say, then let me ask you guys this. What makes him a legend before? And what made him the legend? WWF or WCW? What made him the legend?
Nash?
WCW.
Or was it a combination of both?
WCW.
Okay.
I think what he did on WWF was all Vince, you know, jacking on him. Because, you know, he loved Kevin Nash.
Look at Vince.
He's getting paid.
He wasn't paid.
No. That's why he left. No, exactly. Because he's, like I said, he's a good businessman.
Right.
He knows what he's doing.
Right.
He milked WCW for everything he can.
Matt Legend has said Kevin Nash was super shredder. He gets a lifetime free pass.
That is, he was right. He is, yeah. But no, with Kevin Nash, it is both of them.
Uh-huh.
Because the first one, when he left WCW, when he left WWF, Vince wouldn't pay. He told him, you match it or you give me $1 more,
right,
I'll stay. Vince told him he couldn't do it.
Right.
Okay, he went down there. He went down to Atlanta. He went down to Atlanta. He got reacquainted. He got him and Scott Hall went down there and just struck fire. Like you said, he was in the right place at the right time.
Yep.
And then when he goes, then when that's done, he goes back at the Legends contract. That made him right there. Mm-hmm. Both of them together made Kevin Nash a legend. Period.
Matt Legend again says Nash jobbed in Ninja Turtles better than Triple H in Blade 3.
Triple H did a better job in Blade 3 than he did in with the Turtles.
Oh man.
Yo, what Kevin Nash did with TNA, I think it's one of the funniest things in the world. For him, like, I think it was like him going to, like, he went to a playground and just robbed people for their money. That's all he did. He went to play and get money. That's all he did.
He did a.
You think he gives a shit about TNA? I don't think so.
He did a Joe Johnson of the NBA. Just stole money. Toward the end. Just stole money.
You can't blame the guy, you know, getting his rock, you know?
Man, I'm sorry.
I got one for you.
What?
Do you think Scott Steiner's going to go?
If he goes, it's going to be part of the Steiner brothers, but it won't be him. Because I don't think that he had a strong enough singles career to do it. But tag team wise, I think he'll go.
I don't think Vince trusts him with a mic either.
Right, exactly.
The man's they probably wait till he's dead. He's like, nah, I don't trust this mother with a mic on.
The man still talks about Ric Flair like a dog to this day.
He talks really, I don't know if you read recently, he talks really, really bad about Triple H. He hates him.
Yeah.
Like, he said that if he gets face-to-face, he will knock him the hell out.
So if you put Scott Steiner in, it's going to be part of the Steiner brothers. And they have have the history to do it.
They do.
They have the history to do it. But Scott, on his own merit? No.
The word he put when he was with his brother, for a big guy like him, yo, he was no joke.
Yeah.
Frankenstein and all of that? Yo, he was out of his time.
But he got too big. He couldn't do it anymore. He got too big.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, he threw three punches. I don't know. Remember when he came back against Triple H?
Yep.
He was wounded, like, after three punches.
And the only good thing about Rick Steiner in the latter years, not so much the beginning, because, again, you can't take away his work as a Steiner brother. His mic skills got a whole lot better, but the mental
part, got better.
Well, but the mental part of it's just trash. I have yet to hear a Rick Steiner interview. And chat room, we got Phil Ray in the chat from Sherbrooke Throwbacks. Phil, what's up? I have yet to hear an interview, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong because I don't know everything. I have yet to hear an interview of Scott Steiner speaking positive on anybody else other than himself.
Nope, you're right.
Scott Steiner. I have not heard a positive interview where he speaks about somebody else in a positive light other than himself.
Nope. I don't know.
Right. Nope.
Never. He ain't gonna do this.
I have never heard it. Never ever heard him speak highly of somebody other than himself. I've never heard it. If you guys have, please let me know. You can call in 706-993-4606. Hit us up in the chat, rantemradio.com. Let me know, but I've never heard it. Never, ever. Every video I've seen, he's just downing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Kevin Nash was in that movie called DOA. He played one of the girl fighters' father, and he got his ass whipped by what's her name? Presley.
I didn't see that.
Oh, Jamie Presley kicked his ass.
His daughter kicking his ass.
Ah, man. Cash Cow said, I wish I could play his promo talking about Flair. It's just garbage, man. It's just garbage. And again, can't take away his work as a tag champion, but, you know, a singer's career, I don't think was strong enough to put him in the Hall of Fame. He couldn't dominate TNA.
No, he couldn't. Well, because, of course he couldn't, because there was Kevin Nash, there was Kurt Angle, that runs the whole show,
uh-huh.
Jeff Jarrett was there,
uh-huh.
Booker T was there, uh-huh. The whole Main Event Mafia staying. Uh-huh. He couldn't.
Yep.
I got a question.
Uh-huh.
You see, Shawn Michaels, he's like one of the top. You put him in the top three of WWF, like in people's opinion.
Uh-huh.
Do you think, like, with his health, you ever get Marty Jannetty in the Hall of Fame? No,
Marty Jannetty's not a Hall of Fame worthy wrestler.
No.
Because you can't take the Rockers and make a case for them in the Hall of Fame. You can't.
Nope. They ain't do shit.
They ain't do shit. Now if it was an AWA Hall of Fame, that's different.
Oh, okay. Guaranteed that more there. Yeah,
they ran AWA, and to a certain extent, they ran Memphis. They ran Memphis's heels. So
yep, they
the
did.
Monsters were like an underachieving Hardy Boys.
It was so funny. It's so funny.
Oh damn! You just compared them to the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, he did.
But don't mention it because you know that certain person might call in.
Mm-hmm. Now here's my thing. It was funny. Go back and watch the YouTube videos when they were down in Memphis. They were the tag team champs down in Memphis, and it was so funny to see both those guys as heels.
You know, they do have something in common though with the Hardys.
What's that?
They both suck. Oh.
Like I say, it was a good move to see those guys break up. It was a good move because you weren't gonna get over the Hart Foundation as a team.
No, that's why you know Bret Hart's in there, but Neidhart's not in there.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't see Neidhart in there. Well, we know the British Pro Puppies might be going in soon. Yeah. When I don't know.
Yeah.
Owens should be going in soon.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you. And we talk about tag team wrestling all the time. But the Bulldogs, they won one title.
They won it three times.
Yeah, but do you put them against other teams? Because my issue with the Bulldog, Dynamite Kid notwithstanding, because I didn't like Dynamite Kid at first. Listen to my boy Phil, like some of this stuff. Dynamite Kid was amazing. His suplexes were just.
That's why everybody compares. Everybody else's suplexes are compared to Dynamite Kid's. Uh-huh. How small Dynamite Kid is, though.
Yep.
And if you look at them side to side, they got like the same body and everything. Him and Benoit, like, you could say like they're the same person.
Benoit even said it. Dynamite Kid is his idol.
Yeah,
he's the idol of Dynamite Kid. Mm-hmm.
Dynamite Kid, he was ahead of the game. The way he wrestled was ridiculous.
I don't know, man. Because to me, I don't know. Maybe then. It just seemed the Bulldogs to me, they lack charisma. Solid wrestlers, Solid wrestlers, though. You know, when the Bret Hart mold, Chris Benoit mold, they were solid wrestlers, don't get me wrong. But it just, as a team, didn't have that.
You know, that's charisma. Where Owen Hart gets he goes better on Bret Hart.
Right, because he was a better entertainer. He was more loose with mm-hmm. his stuff. He was more open and taking more of the comedy role. Booker had to get used to that, too, with his stuff with Goldust. He had to get used to the comedy stuff, because a lot of guys have an issue when they be put on when they're on TV for people to laugh at them and make fun of them. That takes a while for some guys to get over. Owen didn't give a damn. He said, put me on TV, I'll do this, whatever.
Hey, but he was ribbing everybody in the back.
He was. He really was. But they did, and like Phil said, they had Lord Benno as a mouthpiece, and they were solid wrestlers. It was just, I don't know. If you put them on merit, of course, the Hall of Famers. It was just a charisma thing with me, because if you go down to WCW and look at those tag teams, it was kind of like night and day. Teams down in WCW had more charisma than they did.
Yep. See, you know. Yep. If we're going to talk like that, you know who I'm going to say.
I'll still say. If Ben and Espresso beat him, I'll say that every
no
day.
No question.
Every day, I'll say that every day. Ben and Espresso still beat him,
no question.
Yeah. Really. Somebody just asked about Matt just asked about Perry Saturn.
What about him?
He's still alive.
He's still alive. He still wrestles from time to time. He was part of the flock. But, I mean.
Yeah, he was another one that could actually go. Like, he could wrestle.
Yeah.
He was good. He was just weird.
Like Perry Saturn and Raven?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it was on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those two were together.
They were very good together. But no.
When it comes to Perry Saturn, Douglas
and Perry Saturn were together.
The Eliminators.
Yep.
Talk to Phil. Phil will tell you.
Yep.
The Eliminator Board, when they were the Eliminators in ECW, they were dominating everybody.
Yep.
The only person who came in there and actually did something to them was the Gangsters and the Pit Bulls. Other than that, the Eliminators ran ECW.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
I saw that shit in Boston.
Let me ask y'all this. Speaking of ECW, you guys are you any of you guys fans of the quote unquote now what you see hardcore death style type matches?
No, not anymore.
The 90s are over, so I'm over it myself.
Right.
Exactly.
That's why that pisses me off when I see kids. It's on about 13, 12. Yo, the attitude was bad. I'm like, yo, my man, you was not part of it. We need to see more blood. I'm like, yo, shut up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I feel you.
My man, you was probably seeing your dad's ball sacks. What are you talking about? Like, you want to see blood and the attitude? What are you talking about?
I want to tell you the one thing that's my concern. You guys know I'm a women's wrestling fan. One thing that's my concern, and you go to the indie circuit, these ladies are doing style matches like that. And I'm not trying to say that they shouldn't, but it just seems kind of wrong to me that you'll put a lady in that style match.
Yeah, it don't look right.
Right.
Why not? It
doesn't seem ladylike.
I mean, you take my girl.
If they want to wrestle. If they want to do hardcore style wrestling, let them do hardcore style wrestling.
But I'm sorry,
it doesn't seem right though.
Right.
If they want to do hardcore wrestling, they leave that to the guys. The girls, they can get on there and wrestle and do their thing. Yes, but in hardcore matches, no.
I don't like that.
You want to do that like in the indie circuit? Go ahead, go kill yourself. You know, but like you're not going to see that in WWE. Right. Against that, so
I mean,
don't even bother. It's not even worth fighting for.
I mean, I see Jules Malone. I love Jules Malone to death. She's been on the show. Love her to death. Definitely one of in my top five favorite wrestler. I think it's kind of funny, but it's kind of, well, she's beautiful. It's just, Jules is beautiful. She's a sweetheart. It's kind of funny to see her, somebody, you know, like that, with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire, beating some dude's ass.
Nah, it just don't sound, it just don't look right.
Mm-mm.
It don't seem right at all.
Now, back in the, when ECW was in its heyday, okay. If you wanted, it still wouldn't look like if women did it anyway. But in ECW's heyday, that particular niche in time for wrestling, that's fine. Now, no.
Yeah. Let that go, please, God. Let that
ain't
go.
Ain't down with mm-hmm. it.
Let that go.
And I got babies now? God damn it. I do not need to see women tossing each other around, cutting each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah! I like to see that.
An occasional table match, okay, I'll give it that.
You see, and you see that all the time. You see it in Shimmer. You see it in WSU. You see it in Femme Fatales. I think it's like, and I said it once before. I just think it's kind of a shame that you got to look to in the Indies to see a good ladies match. Just saying.
Just look at the knockouts. They had steel cage knockouts matches, street fights. All kind
but
of
they don't do it right. You don't understand, Swags. It does not look good. It does not look good for them being cage matches and shit like that. No, back in the day, maybe. Now, it does not look right.
I mean, back in the day, you had the workers who could do it. I mean, you had a Trish. You had a Lita. Hell, Lita was taking chair shots at that. Lita ended up getting pedigreed by Triple H.
And then the other
rock bottom.
Yep. Yep.
The girls are going to do all of that for 0.0 ratings on TNA? Not worth it. You're putting your body on the line for like a zero rating? At least in WWE.
You see, that's what they did. What people don't realize. If you pay attention to it, that's what the TNA and TNA stands for when it comes to the knockouts division. Tits and ass. Because that's all they have. Because they can't wrestle for shit.
Yep. Now they can. But I got to give TNA some credit. You bring combat. I would rather see NWB, but you brought combat. Great to go against. They go against my girl Havoc. Good to see Havoc down there.
Oh, I can't wait to see that one. Oh, I'll pay to see that one.
Yep,
I want to see that one.
You signed back Gail Kim, so that was a good move. You locked Gail Kim up. There's rumors saying Gail Kim is going to call it quits. So you signed her back in. So that's great. Phil, I get your point. You were saying zero fucks given about ladies wrestling except for the Joshis. My friend, I suggest you go to Shimmer. Check out all the Shimmer volumes. Go look at WSU. Some of the WSU stuff is great. There's a young lady just killing it in WSU right now by the name of Hannah the Huntress. So check her out. She's killing it down there. She's a rookie, basically. She's been wrestling like 2 years, and she's killing it down there. She's giving Athena and Barbie Hayden some good matches. So definitely check out the indie circuit for sure. Let me see what else here. Oh, someone said RVD for the Hall of Fame. Why?
Please, no.
No, not yet.
When they start putting ECW people in there, okay, but not now.
I can see the Drug Hall of Fame, though.
Who?
I can see the Drug Hall of Fame, though.
This oh, yeah, of course.
This number of people.
Him and Jeff Hardy's number one and two. Of
course. Exactly. Triple H and Stephanie.
The black metal head is Jeff Hardy on it.
Yep, there you
go. Triple H and Stephanie are starting to take over in the company. And even though Vince McMahon still has power, Triple H and Stephanie are still getting the power and the usage of the company, why do you think they brought back Sting or signed Sting? It wasn't because of Vince. It was because of Triple H. Triple H is doing things that Vince refused to do. And I think that an ECW post in the WWE Hall of Fame would be a good addition to the Hall of Fame.
But it ain't gonna happen for another couple years. I'm gonna tell you that right now. The only reason why Macho Man is in right now because Vince got Steve Austin opened his mouth and it put him on the spot.
Yeah.
Triple H has been in his ear about it. Stephanie's been in his ear about it. That's why Macho's in now. ECW guys, you probably won't see them for another 5-6 years before they even think about letting them in. ECW guys are going first. The ECW guys right now, you don't see it. Unless Paul Heyman says something, and he goes in, when Paul Heyman goes in, the floodgates are open.
Exactly.
And
anybody from ECW needs to get in the Hall of Fame, it's Paul Heyman.
And Phil, yeah, I agree with Paul Heyman. I've never liked Shane Douglas. But I go.
Oh, I would.
I will put him in the heartbeat.
Cut a promo for me. He can cut a promo for me.
Douglas in the heartbeat. If he's gonna throw down a promo, I could sit there with my popcorn.
Yep,
the guy's good.
I'll put Shane Douglas in there every day.
I'm down with that.
I got issues with Dreamer. I got so many doggone issues with Dreamer right now. It ain't even freaking funny.
Dreamer, after ECW folded, Dreamer just dropped off the deep end.
My thing with Dreamer,
I mean, he does his thing, but he's trying to keep the ECW thing alive, and it's dead.
My thing.
Okay, Dreamer or Raven?
Raven, of course.
And let me explain my position on Dreamer. I understand, in wrestling, you have to put guys over, but motherfucker, somebody got to put you over at some point. And it just seems to me that all Dreamer did was put this guy over. Who the fuck put you over? Even now.
Hey, someone put him over.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it hasn't been done, but more times or less, it was Dreamer always putting somebody fucking over. Somebody's got to put you over at some point.
By the time that they decide, oh, let's put Dreamer over, it was too late.
Right.
It was too late. For him, like, that's it. Your time's passed.
That's the thing that always kills me about Tom Dreamer. You're putting over. Who's going to put you over when it's time? Who's going to put you over for your moment? He was too busy doing it for everybody else, and nobody really came around when it was important to do it for him.
Nope.
That was my issue with Dreamer.
Taz pulled over finally when he finally beat Taz for the ECW title.
That's true.
Even though he didn't want it.
Right.
He claims he didn't want it.
Right.
Which is bullshit.
I know, right?
But Taz put him over. That was further along just before ECW completely died.
Right.
So it really don't make shit. It don't get him in shit.
Cascal said, what about Bam Bam Bigelow?
I thought he deserves to go.
He deserves to go.
Bam Bam deserves to go.
He
made a name for himself in the WWE before he went to ECW.
Right, exactly.
He went to all three, and he excelled in all three.
Exactly.
He didn't win a belt until he got down to ECW, he made a name for everything. Yes, he did main event WrestleMania. That's true. Well, not main event. He semi-main event at WrestleMania. That's true.
Yeah.
So he deserves to go.
He put a football player over.
He did.
Exactly. Yeah, he did put Lawrence over.
And don't forget.
He almost beat Andre the Giant in the first ever Royal Rumble match.
He did. And don't forget what Lawrence Taylor said after every hit. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, okay, the next person in the chat, this is kind of fun. We need to do this every now and again. Next person says, somebody said Psycho Sid.
Psycho.
Mumble Mouth Sid?
Broke Leg Sid?
Yeah. I'm half and half.
Definitely Broke Leg Sid.
Yeah, I'm half and half.
He's another one that, not now. Whenever, but not now.
Right. One day.
Oh, he's going to go.
One day.
But he's gonna go.
Yeah.
but not anytime soon.
Yeah.
Don't you ever. Oh, shut up. Shut up with that Goldberg.
Michael Shane and Goldberg, five-star match at WrestleMania.
No.
You're out of your fucking mind.
No.
The Great Blonde. You go crazy for that shit.
The Blonde needs LeBron.
Rage was named at the best match of all time.
No.
Anything to do with the Hardy Boys.
I'm glad that Tony C is in here. He'd say, book it!
He would.
You know he would.
He really would.
You know he would.
One
for you. Hey, Will, I got one for you.
Okay.
Shane O'Mac.
Shane!
Oh, damn.
Shane O'Mac.
Shane.
That's a toughie. It definitely would be for championships. If you did, it'd be impact of the sport. Or what he did to impact the sport.
For a guy that his dad is the owner of the company, he did a lot of shit, man.
He took some serious bumps like a motherfucker.
The stuff he did was not, like, it's, for a guy like him, he didn't need it. But he's like, you know, I'm entertained. That's why I respect Shane McMahon, like, to the hardest.
Now, let me go
Steph
back.
Steph did, too. You can't hate on Steph. Steph did her thing, too.
Yeah.
Well, for what Shane McMahon did, he was damn hardcore. That's off the thing.
No, exactly. And he had no business on that, you know?
He deserves to go in my opinion, for two reasons. All the stuff he did with Kane, that's number one. And then the other
when he got his
balls electrocuted.
Yep. when he put the trash can on you and came off the top rope on the other side and drop hit the trash can on you, that's the other reason why he needs to go in.
The original Venn Dominator.
Yep.
He needs to go
no,
in.
No. I gotta give him that. He did. He came up that top like he was Macho Man and dropped that elbow on him. But the match him and Kurt Angle had a King of the Ring though.
When he dropped him on the neck.
Yeah, I thought he broke his neck when he did that.
Someone just said.
That shoulder.
Yeah, that's the match.
Someone just said Lawrence Taylor. Oh, God. No.
put him in the celebrity wing.
I don't think he could do that.
No. He'll go in with Van Damme and Hardy.
That's going to be his... That'd be Lawrence Taylor's assessment speech. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God.
it was Salt and Pepper that came out to sing with him, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, if Bob Uecker could be on the WWE Hall of Fame, so can he.
I'll say one thing though: at least Lawrence Taylor was in the ring and he tried.
No, exactly. You can't take that away from him.
You can't take away from Lawrence Taylor. You can't. So I give him that. What is this that Phil put in the chat? Getting off the subject, I picked the True Giants. Blu-ray, really good stuff. Now, Double A and Swax, this is directed to you. Double A put on Facebook earlier. He picked up some stickers.
They weren't stickers. I know they were.
Those were Valentine's.
Valentine's Day cards. Yeah, okay. It was Valentine's Day cards.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Swax. For all your information, do you still consult with the stickers?
No, that website went out of business.
Oh, it did?
Yep.
It was a website. Okay.
Yeah, it was a website. Went out of business. A couple months ago.
I'm a little new to this. What, you used to collect stickers?
You weren't around at that point. He was looking at the stickers to help predict pay-per-view outcomes and events.
What?
I know, right? Nobody just asked about David R. I'm not going to even say it. David Arquette. David Arquette, I'm sorry.
That motherfucker should never be. Don't you even think about it.
The true defending WCW champion.
The thing about it, though, from what DDP was saying about David Arquette, He didn't want it. He didn't want it.
Yeah, he didn't want it.
He gave the money.
That's another thing. Like, people get at him. Mm-hmm. But if the writers are like, this is what's going to happen.
Right.
That's what's going
to
happen.
He gave the money to, I think he gave the money to DDP's wife or something like that. After the match was over, so, yeah. Oh, no. I know somebody just bring up the name in this chat room. Brian Bosworth.
For what?
He was born to be in the WWF after the NFL.
You got your Robert Asmar.
He was born to be, but he was never. He never was.
He never was.
That's why I said you got your Robert Asmar.
How about put Tully Schiavone in the WWE Hall of Fame?
How? How could you?
Because if they could put Jim Ross in the Hall of Fame, they could put Tully Schiavone.
That's two different
things. Whoa, Swag. Don't get me started.
That's a totally different situation, Swax.
No, because he was working at WWF at the time, but he was mostly in WCW. So he does have a little WWF affiliation.
But it was, Big Tone, get him.
Oh my God! It's like this: when Schiavone was in WWF, his contract was up, and Vince told him to go back down south because Atlanta was going to pay him more money. Vince told him to go because he had his family down there, and he was going too far over. Vince told him to go. That's why him and Vince are still good friends to this day. Mm-hmm. Now, that's one. Number two, like the boy said, two different eras. Mm-hmm. When he was in WCW, he mainly called WCW events. He did it perfectly. When Jim Ross came over, completely changed the game. When Jim Ross finally got into that lead anchor seat, completely changed the game.
Yep.
Tony Schiavone is always set in one way. That's the old Southern good old boy way of calling wrestling. Jim Ross took it to a different level.
Sure did.
So that's why he's in there, and Tony Schiavone's not.
And they put Gordon Solie in, according to Phil Red, and that is true. They did put him in. That's a different situation, too.
Oh, yeah. Gordon Solie's one of the greatest.
Yeah, that's a different situation.
It's not the greatest. Yeah. Next to Jim Ross.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's still a different situation.
Very.
Yeah. Gordon was
the best. All three of them had different ways of calling the match.
Uh-huh.
And like that I said, Gordon Solie is the pinnacle. Jim Ross will even say it.
Yep.
Gordon Solie is the pinnacle.
Yep.
It goes Gordon Solie, Jim Ross, and everybody else.
Yep. And it's a damn shame that it's 2015 and we ain't got nobody behind Jim Ross still. Damn shame. WWE or any of these other companies have yet to produce somebody. Matt Legend, you are tripping now. Matt Legend just said Vampiro. He is tripping.
Eject him, please.
He is completely
tripping. For that dumbass comment, eject him.
Phil just says, I disagree. Gordon Solie said he was Southern fried wrestling. Schiavone should get a nod as well. See, Schiavone disrespected the sport toward the end, though. I don't know, man. I'm kind of torn. Because
Phil's got a point, and everybody else has got a point when it comes to Schiavone.
Yeah.
Schiavone was there from day one.
Mm-hmm.
With Gordon Solie, Jim Crockett, and David Crockett.
Yep.
Schiavone was down there from day one. Then Jim Ross comes in, and
mm-hmm.
they go at it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they both come over to WWF. Schiavone's there for a quick minute and leaves. Jim Ross stays and takes it to another level, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a totally different realm. The way they call the matches, the way the energy for the matches are, the way they tell a story is totally different from each other, and they're both totally different from how Gordon Solie did it.
And then Schiavone said what he said toward the end of his of the career in WCW. I don't know, man.
That pissed him off. I would have said the same shit. Going through that, that's why Schiavone said it. It wasn't that he doesn't like the sport.
Right.
It's just the bullshit he had to put up with WCW.
Yeah. I'm torn on Shivani. I like Shivani. I did. I'm just kind of torn.
Just like Gary Michael Capetta needs to sit on his ass. You know why I said that.
Oh, my goodness. Again, I'm just torn on Tony. Maybe Phil can call in and state this case a little bit different, but I'm torn on him. But definitely agree with Golden Sully. Definitely. All right.
Well, Golden Sully is the pinnacle.
Heck yeah. And Jim Ross is right behind him. And the way Jim Ross did things in that being out there, it was just truly different things. He knew how to get a hold of the ending of each match. He read the script to a certain point, and then he put it down. He didn't want to know the ending of each match because he did not want to take the
the real X factor out of
right, exactly.
And Jim Ross will tell you he learned everything from Golden Sully. He'll tell her.
Phil just says Shivani is doing stuff for the network, so he's still involved, and you can either consider Bob Caudle too. He told a nice story.
True.
Yeah, that's true. But Shivani, I'm torn on Shivani. All right, real quick. It is 12:46. I wanted to try to get a Black Achievement Award update, but Tony C didn't call in. You punk! I'm gonna get you next week. Real quick, if you got some things going on the network, don't forget WWE's Royal Rumble coverage will be January 25th. Start time is 6 p.m. We also have a Royal Rumble contest. You can go to rantamradio.com and join. The contest drawing will be live on the air during the live coverage of the Royal Rumble. Also, don't forget to go to rantam.com to vote for the first Rant EM Awards. Go there, click now. Several different subjects we got going on. Favorite host, favorite co-host, etc. Is online right now. Also, don't forget to catch all the shows of the week. Don't forget to catch the Rant live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live every Wednesday at 9. Wrestling Calling Show every Saturday at 11 p.m. What Are You Reading Comic Show with Surfer live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Rex Flex every Thursday at 7. Rant and Wrestling every Tuesday at 9. New episodes every week of Deluxe Entertainment Podcast. Definitely head on to rantamradio.com. Check out all the shows. Check out all the events. Be a part of the network. All right, guys. We have some. It is 12:47 in the a.m. Let's go ahead and get some final thoughts out there. First, I want to start with you, Swax. What final thoughts you got for us?
My final thoughts is, if you're going to be an announce team for a wrestling company, at least put them in the arena, unlike what Josh Matthews and Taz are doing.
Wow. Coming strong. All right.
Gotta come on. You gotta give it to them. They tried their best.
Yep, they did. They did. All right. Let's head on over to Big Tone. What you got?
I gotta give for all the new folks that's listening. Fuck Goldberg. He's a punk. I gotta do it. No, if you guys, seriously, everybody's talking about how New Japan can get down. Yes, they're, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch New Japan. Them boys over there are getting down. I'm talking some serious, they're talking some serious blows, and they doing their thing. New Japan is coming up there. ROH is always gonna be there, but New Japan is creeping. Them boys is good. It's strong style. It's not like WWE. It's something totally different. But if you want something totally different, you got the ROH and you got New Japan. Check out New Japan. I'm telling you, them boys is good. Them Japanese boys can get down.
All right. Let me head over to my cohort real quick. Stevie Ray, what you got for us tonight, my friend?
No, let's go over our second, third caller.
Okay. Caller 917, what you got for us tonight? Let me go ahead and get your final thoughts and opinions out tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to thank you for letting me be part of this.
You are welcome, my friend.
Yeah, Stevie Ray, Big Tone.
What's up, baby? Why?
And you, of course, the host. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
And I was hoping, you know, to come and play, you know. I was hoping a certain person
call him Snorlax.
No, that's not happening.
Now I know it's not going to happen, but yeah, I was hoping for that. I guess it's not going to happen. I want another thing besides his badass. Anyway, I was hoping to speak to, what's his name? Keep forgetting.
Tennessee?
What kind of YouTuber is?
Surfer?
Yeah, well, Surfer and Tony C.
Tito's.
I love what they do. And yeah, to keep everything up. That's about it.
There you go.
And thank you.
There you go.
All right, you have a good night, sir.
I want to get one more thing out before we go to you real quick, Stevie Ray. I gotta get this out there because I'm a huge fan of Athena. That's my baby. That's my boo. Definitely. I gotta get this out there. She is going for a second championship. She is still your AIW Women's Champion. She is going to go for the ACW Joshi title tomorrow, as a matter of fact, at the Mohawk in Austin. What is it? The ACW event down at the Mohawk. It starts at 5 p.m. I think she's booked first or second, if I'm not mistaken. I think, according to what I saw online, she's booked second. I'm not sure, but it's Guilty by Association 9, so definitely check it out. She is going to go up against Sue Young for the Anarchy Championship Wrestling Joshi title. She hasn't had the opportunity since the Queen of Queens tournament when she lost it, so she's going to be doing that. Hopefully she'll win it, get her second belt. Also, I have more information as it comes down. I think I put it on Facebook. Tess Blanchard is going to be taking on Barbie Hayden. Barbie Hayden's been on this show. She's a sweetheart too. Love her to death. And then we're also going to be seeing another match. These two ladies killed it down in WSU last year. We're going to see Barbie Hayden versus Jewel Malone once again. And if Barbie Hayden's still a champion after her Tessa Blanchard match, which I think she will, then she'll be putting the title up against Jules Malone, and there's no telling what happened the second time around. So definitely check that out if you can. All right, Stevie Ray, go ahead, hit us up with what you got.
So good tonight was very, very well, especially for me at least. I know it went very, very well. And to be very honest with you, it was a little slow for me, but I still enjoyed it. I expected more people, but that's all good. We're gonna catch up next week. I'm getting used to this party line that we usually have.
I know, right?
But tonight came up a little short, but that's okay. And let's get to the wrestling part of this final thought.
Go ahead, man.
I love seeing Awesome Kong back in TNA.
Yes.
She looked really good. Yes, she looked like she took a few pounds off, but she still looked good. And I enjoyed that. Even though I didn't get the whole show, I got the snippets that I needed to see.
Yes.
And it was crazy good. It looked really, really good. TNA must be getting their game up. Too bad they can't be on national TV anymore.
Oh, man. That's a good point, too. I know a lot of the talent is concerned about their home and destination, America. I think 2015, just my opinion on that real quickly, I think 2015 is just gonna slam the door on them. I really think so. You can sign whoever you want to sign, but if you can't write, if you can't book, if you can't promote, all that's for naught. That you may hit every now and again, but again, your writers aren't putting these athletes in the best situation for them to shine. So if you can't do that, you're not going to survive. So we'll see what happens, but I think 2015 is going to be the end of it.
I really do. And you guys can always drop me a line on Facebook, Twitter, at Wrestling Call In. If you disagree, I know there's some TNA Impact fans out there who always get on me. And that's fine. You can have your moment. You get on me. You have your moment. That's fine. But I just think what I think. If there's nothing else, I want to thank everybody in the chat room for being here tonight. I want to thank Matt Ledger. I want to thank Phil. I want to thank Cash Cow. I want to thank Nobody. Where my boy Tank at? Tank might have went to sleep. Ain't no telling. But thank you guys for being here tonight. And I will see you guys next week, as always, 11 p.m. Eastern. Everybody, please have a safe week and take care. Stevie Ray, real quick, thanks for stepping in.
What makes Thermacure?
Thanks for stepping in tonight, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, sir. You know I'm there for you.
You guys watching the games tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be good. You got to think about it. It's going to be, I'm telling you, I'm calling Super Bowl right now. It's going to be Tom Brady and Russell Wilson.
That's
Green
a good Bay's call.
Give them,
that's
a
really
launch.
Good call.
Green Bay is not a pushover team.
They can't beat Seattle.
I'm going to say this, too. Something is gnawing at my brain with Andrew Luck, man. Something is gnawing at my brain with Luck. He's playing with house money, and I just think the Colts can win that game.
I don't know. I think Brady's gonna go out there and blow him out like he usually does.
I think the only
and when it comes to Green Bay, going up into Seattle and playing, they haven't beat Seattle. They played them twice and they can't beat them.
Right. I just think, but I'm not putting anything past the Colts, man. I think the Colts can do it, particularly if the Colts keep it close. You got Adam, one of the best kickers on your sidelines, and Adam Vinatieri. So if they can keep the thing close, and you let T.Y. Hilton just run free, they have a shot. Maybe it's just hard over head, I don't know. But I like Andrew Luck, and I think Andrew Luck, he will have a shot. He will have a definite shot. Now, the thing that killed the Colts, they can't run the football. So that's probably going to be their detriment. But we'll see. We shall see.
Yeah, we will.
We shall see tomorrow. Should be some good stuff. All right, guys. Everybody in the chat, everybody on the phone lines, this is it for me tonight. I'll see you guys next week. Everyone, please take care.
I'll answer.
Good night, everybody.